It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Happy Monday. Welcome to the warm-up show. It's 5:32, 95.7 KJR. Let's start it off with Kristen Chambers. This song is called Everything Woman.
Strives for, and she will paint her eyes free so you can gaze on them the night through, and she will keep you company.
KJR, that's Kristen Chambers, the upcoming CD, Everything Woman. That's the title track, and maybe the new format for 95.7 KJR. Who knows?
What are you doing, dude?
I'm playing that song because Kristen was scheduled to be in the Carter Subaru Live Theater when her show was coming up, and she could not be.
Is she a touring act that's coming through town?
She is actually has toured, but she lives here in Seattle. Yeah. And
is that a country singer?
She's got a variety of stuff. She does a little pop. She does a little country. She does little show tunes. And to be perfectly honest with you, she's Emily's vocal teacher. Has been for many years.
There it is. Because there it is. Okay,
yeah,
just making
sure. Good. All right, that's nice.
And
Emily's getting good advice.
Yeah, and I wanted to do her a solid because she was scheduled to perform. And her band, by the way, is some great musicians, guys.
Sweet.
From Fiona Apple's band, a lot of really well-known guys.
Are you going to play your mom's song tomorrow?
Three Little Fishies?
Yeah, sweet.
You getting a little, actually, Chris is on the line. If you want, if you have issues with her, she's right here.
Have issues with you. She's awesome, it's
Kristen.
You.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Good. Did it sound good to you?
That sounded amazing.
I agree. Great song.
Does your mom have a track we can play?
She did sing Three Little Fishies on the air one time. And my mom is actually quite the singer, much
she
like
is.
Yourself. And that may be where Emily Jo gets some of her talents. But I did want to play your song. I wanted to thank you for all the years of mentoring you did for Emily. And I want to mention your CD release show is going to be at the Royal Room. It's not till October 4th. That's when the CD comes out. But we will put a link at bobrivers.com so people know. And you do have a great band. Some of your guys play around quite a bit, right?
Yeah, they're great. They've been with me working on this project for about a year now. Eric Eagle produced the record, and it's called Everything Woman, and it'll be out October 4th. So really looking forward to it. Thanks so much for playing my song, Joe.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for getting up and listening to the warm-up show. And who knows, like I said, that may be, you were asking me, where does that music like that get played on the radio? And really not anywhere now, but that may change. Who knows? On Friday at 10 a.m., we may be going all
Everything Woman.
Yeah, we may go all Everything Woman 24 hours a day, so you never know.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Take care, Kristen.
Okay, bye.
Before we move on, I have a song to play as well.
Okay.
Pedro, hit it.
Well, my body could use a little slimming. I keep my shirt on when I go swimming. And I ain't seen my feet since 1984. The old lady wants a roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way. Cause I don't look good naked anymore.
I love it.
It's by my Uncle Pickles.
All right.
Does he have a body slimming, full body tan spray on place we're going to promote now? Or
No, he's just
a singer.
He's just an unattractive man. He's my uncle, and I thought
uncle
I would
Pickles.
Play his song. Here on the radio.
Well, it is the last call to get any of your family or friends stuff played on our show. We're down to
I've got a dentist who does a sob thing with a
funny. I got a story about a dentist, but first
off, does he give you a cheaper work if you tell that story?
No. Actually,
you're so cute, man. That's so nice. That was a nice thing to do for her. It really was.
It's very nice.
It's a good song. It's a good record, and she was going to play in the theater, so I wanted to make sure that at least we got a plug in. It's not
probably tell us what's going on before you come in and play the song, though, so that I'm not being a total a-hole to someone who's on the phone. I'm glad we don't have to talk about this anymore.
No, we had no problem with her or the song. It's you,
right? There's nothing wrong with starting a Monday on a nice, mellow note like that.
I'm
going to reach around and give somebody a big hand here.
You're awesome, brother.
I do want to say this is show number 5. We've got 5 Bob Rivers shows to go starting today. So last call for anybody that needs any favors from us. Our ability to help you out is going away really quickly, I've got a feeling. And that was a pleasure for me to play that. Kristen is an amazing talent. And an amazing instructor. She's really been a great mentor to my daughter for many years, and I've seen her sing in concert, and it is a treat. Speaking of great singers, Graham Nash is going to be on with us. I think you've heard of him. He'll be on at 8:10 this morning, and I don't know if we'll play his new song or not.
Probably not.
Actually, Graham's, they've got a new box set for the 1974 Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young tour, widely regarded as one of the most incredible and most toxic tours ever to take the road. Those guys played for over 1 million people in one summer, and I don't think David Crosby remembers any of it. So that'll be interesting to talk to Graham Nash, the one guy who was of sound mind and body during that time. The legend Pat O'Day is going to be in the studio at 7:35, the guy who pretty much put KJR on the map. At 7:15, this will be interesting. We go back to our old station, KISW. We will be on with BJ Shea at 7:15 this morning. Bob Rivers and BJ Shea simulcasting KISW and KJR. And yes, KISW is where Bob signed on August 8th, 1989. And here at 95.7 KJR, we will be signing off on August the 8th, 2014 at 10 a.m. And at 10 a.m. August 8th, the new 95.7 KJR takes off, so they tell me. You want a quick story about a dentist? You'll love this.
Definitely.
Dentist facing charges for stealing $16,000 worth of equipment. A 58-year-old dentist was arrested for stealing more than $16,000 worth of dental equipment and gold last year from a VA hospital in Omaha, Nebraska. I think the gold came from the patient's fillings. You know, he kind of pocketed those for himself. A lab technician saw him stealing the stuff in July and reported him. He was arrested last month in an investigation, pleaded not guilty on Wednesday. His name? Dr. Randall Toothaker.
Come on.
Nah, I'm not kidding.
He had no choice.
Would you go to a dentist named Dr. Toothaker?
My friend Jen went to a gynecologist named Dr. Goldfinger. When that guy didn't work out, she went to see Dr. Bush. And if you think I'm kidding, you're wrong.
Oh, man.
Because my
awesome.
Friend Jen, when we were in fifth grade, had a diving board accident. I was there. It was terrible.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. So things happen.
It happens.
In life.
Well, I went for many years.
Dr. Goldfinger.
And then Dr. Bush.
Wow.
Who was Erica Bush's dad. Like, we knew the guy, too.
Wow.
That was a real thing.
I went to Dr. Butcher. Dr. Mary Butcher.
Oh, no.
And, oh, yeah, right there in Renton for many years. I don't know if Dr. Butcher retired or just moved away, but you got to be good when
you
your name's Butcher. You know, when your name's Toothaker, you got to be good.
Toothaker.
Anybody out there with a name that reflects their job or go to somebody like that? 877-901-0957. It's hard to beat Toothaker. I don't know if you're going to beat that.
It's yeah. true.
Went to a bartender named Tank once. I don't know if that's as close as it's going to get for me.
No Dr. Goldfinger for you?
Nope. He had a cold finger. That's the song writes itself.
There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of guys named Baker. I don't know how many are actual bakers. There's a lot of carpenters. I would assume a couple are carpenters.
Yeah, that's sure. how those names got their origin, you know.
Right, right.
Back in Old England, that's what it was. Millers were people who worked at mill. And
yeah. If your name reflects your occupation or you went and saw somebody whose name reflected their occupation, you can call us at 877-901-0957. You guys ready for the last week? Possibly the last week? Who knows?
Yeah, I had a nice long weekend. I was very specifically relaxing on purpose. I was telling myself, this is the last time you're going to feel like this. Everything's going to be different. So it was a good one.
Yeah, it felt really weird to me. I put on Facebook TGIF just because I might as well do that while I can because,
right.
you know, this is the last, like, okay, a Monday's coming kind of weekend.
Unemployed people shouldn't enjoy weekends.
Possible, yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's guilty. Man, TGI, yeah. another damn Friday.
Right, yeah. right. So,
what'd you do this weekend?
Let's see. What did I do? I got a lot of stuff done around the house. I got my what? Bathroom, I mean, like, sanitized, clean, the
nice.
One downstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, I spend a better part of the day on that. I went and saw a great play, a company I didn't even know existed over at Lake Washington High, and it was all shook up. It was like an Elvis marathon. I think there were 24 Elvis songs in this thing.
Was Emily in it?
No, she was not. Some friends of hers, slightly older, mostly people recently graduated from high school. But I think it's called Core Theatrics, I think, is the troupe. And, man, they are hardcore talented. And I thought it was, you know, because for, like, kids' play, it was a little more expensive. It was reserved seating. And
yeah.
I should have known that it was a little step up. And, man, was it ever. I mean, it was great. And I'm not doing this to plug anybody because I was just going to say,
let's play some of it
seriously,
now.
Seriously, yeah. You can't even.
Dream, the impressive dream.
You can't even see this because it closed last night. But I was glad that I got out to see it because a bunch of talented kids.
It's nice.
Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, I went to the Naked Spa on Saturday.
Is that where you're naked with others or naked by yourself?
It's where you're naked with others.
Mm.
Is that the that Olympus place? Not to be plugging anybody.
Yeah.
I know you didn't get a discount to plug them. Right
no,
now,
so. I didn't.
But
yeah,
they rub you down with like salts and
yeah.
dirt and stuff. And
it is my favorite. It is my favorite thing. It's very relaxing. It's all women, and you're not
wow.
allowed to wear clothes. You have to be naked. Like there are some places where you can wear a bathing suit if you want. Like
right.
if you're uncomfortable with that, and
yeah.
you can enjoy the facilities with the bathing suit on. And this place, they're like, take that off. Everyone's naked, and you have to wear a hairnet.
Well, and that's they don't want any stuff floating around
no
in their
stuff.
Water, right?
Yeah.
And if you start wearing bathing suits and things, you get little hair or not hair.
You think bathing suits
threads.
Add to the things that fall?
Well,
from
well
you?
Yeah, you get threads and oh, maybe yeah, chemicals, yeah. Whatever you washed your bathing suit.
Yeah,
in,
and then you get like Dolly Parton coming up with like a fringe bathing suit with like sparkles all over it, and like how are you going to tell her that she can't wear her tacky bathing suit with the stuff that's going to fall off?
Exactly.
Dolly. Yeah, sure.
It's Dolly.
Do
yeah, her, I guess Dolly can wear whatever
she wants, man. Yeah.
Yeah, but I did do the. I wandered around naked for a while on Saturday in Linwood. If anyone saw me, yeah, that was me.
Wow,
that was
yeah,
you.
That was me.
Yeah, I was in the backup that caused, but I didn't actually see the trouble.
Melissa goes there, right?
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if I was like wandering around naked in there and bumped into her naked?
Hello,
hello,
Cody Brothers. My what? Goodness, so nice to see you.
Wow, up here, up here, up here, up here. Eyes up. Eyes up.
It would be awkward, I yeah, often think, to bump into someone. But I guess if they're cool with being naked and I'm cool with being naked, then I guess we'll be cool when we bump into each other.
Yeah.
Don't but you just kind of like nod but not acknowledge at a moment like that, right? You kind of you make eye contact.
Well, if it was someone I knew, I would have to be like...
Would you?
Yeah. You have to have a conversation.
You hug
but it's
it
not
out?
Awkward. We leave our awkwardness at the door when we okay, decide I'm the kind of person who wanders around here naked.
Okay. You hug it out?
I don't know. I don't
yeah,
think
see,
so.
At
no,
that
I don't
moment,
think
no,
you hug.
Hug later when we're dressed in the
yeah,
lobby? Yeah,
yeah.
Hug later.
Bra hug. Okay. Let's yeah, wait till we get our bras on.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was odd back in our KISW days. We used to do the naked broadcast every year. And to be around co-workers, not Spike and Bob, and, you know, we're kind of like brothers anyway,
yeah,
but to have the engineer sitting there naked, you know,
yeah,
and just go, oh, there's
hey,
Buzz.
Hey, Buzz, how
yeah,
you doing, man?
He's
wow,
naked.
Look at Buzz.
You know,
we all have the same stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We do. If you ever go to Tenneke Springs, Alaska, it's a wonderful place to be naked. Because,
is it really?
Yeah, they have a hot spring right in the middle of town. And
yeah.
They have, you got to be naked. There's no, you can't have a suit in there. That's the same deal. They don't want the hot spring messed up.
Yeah.
So. You got men's hours, women's hours, and then anything goes hours.
Good Lord.
In downtown Tennessee.
They give you a heads up before that thing rears its
head. Oh, yeah. It's, anything goes is, I think, after
ye
10 p.m.
Ye have been warned.
All skate.
Yeah, exactly.
All skate.
But it's a, that's a wonderful little town. If
I
you...
went to see Brian Callen Friday night.
Oh, how is he?
Oh,
he's awesome,
amazing,
isn't he?
That guy is just a force in nature on stage. He's an honest and open-minded guy. On stage, very Bob kept saying he's very physical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been a fan of his work in film, and I've been a fan of his work on TV, and we love him here in the room, but I've never gone to see his live stage performance. And he is living his life up there. He will literally take you down a lot of places he's been with his family and his experiences, and he's hilarious.
Yeah.
And physical. He moves.
Oh, yeah.
He moves like a gazelle.
Yeah, I saw his Showtime special a couple years ago, and he's one of the very best. I flirted with the idea of getting out there, but I didn't make it.
Too busy scrubbing your toilet?
Yeah. That's believe it or not, that is an all-day job, that downstairs bathroom.
Shouldn't let it get to that point, just a warning.
Well, it's bathroom / laundry room. So / Izzy's room, and, you know, there's just any number of...
A lot of crevices.
Any number of things that can happen in that
yeah,
room. That,
germs and smells flying from every direction down there, isn't there?
That requires some scrubbing.
I swam. I don't know if you got something to do to move on. But
no,
I
go
did
on,
something amazing on Saturday morning. I swam in a competitive swim meet.
Excuse me?
I did.
Like a 50 and over
yes, it
fat
was,
guy meet?
No,
where you're not fat
you,
anymore.
That's really mean of you.
Well, I mean, you're not a swimmer. You're not a competitive swimmer.
But to be fair, I am fat and over 50. That's fair.
Well, you're not fat anymore, but
by
a swimming standard.
No, Joe pointed out something that's legitimate. You can't even feel bad. You're not a competitive swimmer.
I'm not.
I don't know if we're the first to tell you this.
But I swam.
What happened?
How'd you do?
They called it. It's funny. They called it a master's swim meet, and it's literally... You know, Darby's been swimming this year, joined swim team first time ever, and she's had a great fun summer and did very well, first year swimmer. And it's a Northern Seattle League.
Yeah, the Masters are in my gym, too. It's a meeting of people who are long time, like ex-swim team people who have kept it going.
Yep, and there's, so this meet we went to had all the teams that Darby competes against her, the different swim clubs, Klahaya, Sheridan Beach, Blue Ridge, yada, yada, yada. And they told me it was Masters, and they lured me in with this, you know, guys your age, just having fun. And I get there, and it's literally 24-year-olds to 88-year-olds in this swim meet. And it's like any other swim meet. You swim backstroke, breaststroke, butterfly, freestyle, relays, medleys, the whole
so
bit.
So do you have like a pair of jams on? Do you got like...
Do you have real swim team?
Swim
togs?
Yeah.
I don't go for the sausage wrap when it's the swim team. I don't do this. The Speedo leg
Lycra.
You got
Lycra. Like beach down to your knees.
I did.
Floppy
actually.
Around.
Yeah. I did. Yeah, I did kind of have my Billabong, you know, board
naked
short.
Lady board shorts.
Board shorts on. I have one that say AC/DC on them with lightning bolts. Pretty badass.
I bet you were the only one who had those on.
I was the only one that sported those. But I totally got schooled.
I was going to say, how did you do? Did they keep track, like first, second, third?
Oh, yeah. And I didn't do badly. I did, I think I did like fourth in my heat of freestyle.
How many lanes? How many swimmers?
Six. Oh, yeah.
Wow, four out of six? Yeah. You beat two guys.
Well, I did. And they do it, to be fair. They do like by age. I swam with 50 and over guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I thoroughly got schooled by a gentleman they call Grandpa Dave.
How old is Grandpa?
It's funny that you mention how old he is, because he showed me how old he was, because he's got a... People write things on their body when they swim. I mean, the little kids, Darby and the little kids, they write, like, eat my bubbles on their back.
Mm.
You know, it's cute. It's really cute when little kids do it. But when an old man has an 8 on the bottom of each foot, so that when he's kicking long in front
of 88?
He's 88.
Wow.
And he's got this thing. He's got these 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8. Yeah, Grandpa Dave, who's 88 and saggy, just schooled me. Great guy. Fun guy. You know? But it was a fun weekend to be in the pool.
I got a quick question about swimming, because I've been starting to do it for working out purposes. It's a pretty good aerobic exercise. And what's a lap? Is it down and back, or is it just one way? Because I've been saying I go, it is one way.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Nope.
Oh, no? Because I've been saying I've been doing 12 laps. Is that, I go back and forth in that six times. And to me, that's 12 laps.
Well, my husband was a very serious swimmer when he was in high school and college, and he will say that a lap is there and back.
There and back.
50 is a lap?
There and back is one.
Okay. He's probably right.
I think it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, a length. It's often called a length.
All right.
Length is one.
So that's, maybe I say 12 lengths is what I should say.
Yeah.
Which isn't very far, but for me, I'm not a strong swimmer. I mean, I'm strong enough to get to one end of the pool to the other, but, you put me out in the middle. You must be a pretty strong swimmer to be able to beat a couple people. There's nobody I'd be able to beat. I don't think there's a single person
I would beat in a swimming race. I beat my best time ever by 2 full seconds in this pool.
What stroke do you do?
I do breast and freestyle, but I just swam freestyle in this meet.
Yeah.
What's your best time ever?
50s. I was under 23 seconds.
To swim
the
whole pool in 23 seconds?
Oh,
man.
Yeah. So I actually was 21-22 was my best time this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you actually, you can swim.
A lot of people say it was the swim cap I was wearing.
the one for your beard?
It's funny you mention that, because they mentioned that I should probably look into a beard doily or a beard.
They could tie it up rag. with a.
It was suggested that I braid
tie.
It. Braid it.
Yeah.
For the filter's sake. Filter, the pool is probably going to get clogged.
Yeah, if you want to get serious about cutting down your time, you're going to have to shave that beard.
Shave the beard, wax the body.
Get it.
Going there.
Yes, a texter has confirmed that a length is one way and a lap is down and back.
Oh, okay. So I'm not doing 12 laps.
No, you're doing 12 laps.
Six laps.
Six laps.
You could just time yourself and say that I'm proud of myself because I swam for 20 minutes.
I've flirted with the idea of timing, because they got that big clock sitting right next to you, at my pool. But I haven't got that far yet.
Well, the good part about that is that if you swim for 20 minutes all the time, the first time you can do, 8 laps, and then maybe 5 times after that, you could do 10 laps, so you can see how you're progressing.
See that guy there? That's Grandpa Dave.
Wow.
That's Grandpa Dave with a sweatshirt on.
Grandpa.
I took him with a sweatshirt on just to not scare people.
What does it say on the back of his shirt there?
Grandpa Dave.
Oh, Grandpa Dave. Grandpa Dave. He's got his own personalized shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's kind of a legend out there.
Well, we may have lots of swimming time coming up here. This is the last week of the Bob Rivers Show after 25 years. The Bob Rivers Show will sign off of 95.7 KJR at 10 a.m. on this Friday. So we're down for the count here. And after that, who knows what's going to happen, but something significant will happen at 10 a.m. on August 8th here at 95.7 KJR. We are running out of things to, time to talk about the things we really love. And one of the things I love that I want to spend a quick 2 minutes on right now is pie. Anybody like pie?
I like pie.
I love pie.
Sure, let's talk about pie.
I haven't had pie. Pie.
Come on. Everybody loves pie.
I haven't had pie much lately, but I want to run down just a couple good places to get pie if you're out there driving around. And if you know a great place to get pie, you can let us know, 877-901-0957. We have exactly 3 minutes to talk about pie right now, 877-901-0957. And I will tell you what inspired me was the Seattle Times. They've got a place, if you're out on the road for road trips, Northwest Traveler says, stop in the Linden Dutch Bakery for pie if you're up there by the Canadian border.
Okay.
Dutch apple pie, raspberry pie, rhubarb pie, all the best at the Linden Dutch Bakery. Now, here's one I've been to, and I will recommend, the Copper Creek Restaurant in Ashford, down at the bottom of Mount Rainier National Park there. Homemade blackberry pie right now is out of this world. Yeah. And here's one I have not tried, but if you're down south in Vancouver, Washington, the Peach Tree Restaurant. Guess what flavor of pie they serve?
Cherry.
You're right.
Damn, it was a trick question, too. Well, how do you do that?
Their specialties are cherry and blueberry and marionberry.
I saw what you were doing.
I don't know anything about.
Don't ask for peach right on the front door there?
I suppose they would have some peach, but they are not. That's not one of their specialties this time of year. Although, I don't know why, because there's some huge peaches coming in right now. Here's a one I have not been to, the Chimicum Cafe. It's over in Jefferson County, over by Port Townsend. Once again, wild blackberry pie is the specialty of the house right now. And finally, the Big Y Cafe in Peshaston, which is over by Leavenworth.
Yeah, it is Peshaston. That's where 97 meets, too.
Yeah.
The
and
Big Y.
The Big Y, that's where you find your peach pie, because there's plenty of peaches to be had.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Peach pie, apple pie, and strawberry rhubarb pie are their specialties.
There's a great place in West Seattle that's closing called Shoe Fly. We got two more days on Shoe
closing?
Fly. Yeah.
Closing in 2 days, and they do a good pie?
They do a great pie.
They're going to launch a new bakery there? Big
no,
doings, 10 a.m.?
No. Yeah. When K-Pie takes
K-Pie.
Off. K-Pie. Don't know what kind of pie it's going to be.
We can't tell you, but listen. The one I used to always stop at, and I think it may be closed, was the Village Pie House in Marysville. That was a standard stop for me. My mom's second husband, Bob, would always take me there for pie, but I think they may have closed. Well, we're going to make way for Bob Rivers, but if you have any deep thoughts on pie, you can text them to us at 52309, and we'll see about making a list of the best pies in the area, because who doesn't like pie? I know I do.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, 10 a.m. August 8th, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle. An iHeart radio station.
Another warm summer day around western Washington with high temperatures in the 80s. Skies will stay generally clear through the next several days all the way through the weekend with slightly cooler temperatures occurring each day. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by your casino, Muckleshoot Casino. Gas rewards are here. Beginning August 1st, Muckleshoot Casino Players Club members can redeem their points at the Muckleshoot Market in Delhi for gas and more. See Muckleshoot Casino for details. Your casino, Muckleshoot Casino, the biggest and the best in the Northwest.
Believe it or not, the internet is good for your kids. It helps them to be more productive at school. And if you're struggling along with bad internet, they're wasting time. This school year, help your kids be more productive by switching to the X1 Triple Play from Comcast for $89.99 a month for a year. You get double the internet speed free for a year. Call 1-800-XFINITY to switch today. This offer only good till September 21st, 2014. Restrictions apply, limited to the new Starter XF Triple Play customers, and a 2-year term agreement is required. X1. Xfinity's amazing operating system, the simplest, fastest, and most complete way to access all your entertainment on all your screens. Get Facebook and Pandora right on your TV. Watch live TV and Xfinity on demand with the Go and mobile apps. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
How do months of overcast skies suddenly explode into a magical warm summer? How is it possible that a place known as Rain City can turn into a balmy bliss? Easy. Mariners baseball. It's no coincidence the Puget Sound warms up while Mike Zunino and Kyle Seeger are launching bombs, Robinson Cano is driving lasers into the gap, and King Felix is delivering heat.
Count them up. 10 strikeouts for the King tonight at Safeco Field.
Baseball makes Seattle hot. It's scientifically proven by some scientist somewhere. So the next time Fernando Rodney throws a heater past an opposing hitter, say thanks, boys. Thanks for making Seattle hot this summer. Mariners baseball. True to the blue.
Join us as we honor the man who led the Mariners to 840 wins and three division championships during his reign as Seattle's manager. This Saturday, Lou Piniella will be inducted into the Mariners Hall of Fame during a special pregame ceremony at 5:30. Arrive early and be one of the first 20,000 fans to pick up a sweet Lou bobblehead. Visit Mariners.com for tickets.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your parking brake. As relationships go, I've really got the tougher end of this bargain. You park, and I hold 4,000 pounds of car in place on a steep incline. But hey, it's worked for us. Until now. You park for the night. And a few hours later, I find I just can't hold on any longer. And unlike a rolling stone, your car gathers many dents. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, it's your repair bill that could be steep. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem.
Like me.
Every Allstate policy comes with an Allstate agent you can trust to help you get the protection you need. For a free quote, call Seattle Allstate agent Christopher Ewell today at 206-522-7752. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability, Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you in good hands?
The Seattle music scene is alive and well.
There's so much going on here, so much talent.
Get up close to the hottest up-and-coming local bands.
I want to get big. I want to be a beacon. I want to be a light.
It feels like what I'm supposed to be doing.
You better play every note like you mean it.
CW11 serves up Band in Seattle.
There was nothing around us to influence us. So like mold in a basement, we just grew.
Band in Seattle, Saturday nights at 11 on CW11.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package including three or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the more you save.
Don't miss Huey Lewis and the News at Seattle's closest casino.
That's the power of love.
Snoqualmie Casino's Summer Concert Series welcomes Huey Lewis and the News on Thursday, August 14th. Party with the power of love at the Mountain View Plaza. Just minutes from Seattle.
I want a new drug.
Crescent Club members have early access to tickets and discounts. Become a member and take your above it all to the next level. Visit snowcasino.com for tickets. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
In the course of a single year, a bank can do a lot of good. It's 12 months of helping families save for the future, 52 weeks of helping people buy a home, 365 days of helping local businesses grow. So if a bank can do this much in 1 year, imagine what could be done in 150 years. We like to think someone was imagining just that when Union Bank first opened its doors in 1864. Back then, banks believed that the key to long-lasting relationships was to simply do what's right for people. Union Bank never stopped believing that, which just might be why, 150 years later, Union Bank was rated the nation's most reputable bank by customers in the 2013 American Banker Reputation Survey. To learn more, visit unionbank.com/150.
Bank Reputation Survey conducted by American Banker Magazine and Reputation Institute, July 2013. MUFG Union Bank N.A. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Doing right. It's just good business. Union Bank.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's another hit from the Breathe Easies.
Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke around the kids in the house. Don't smoke in the car. Don't smoke in the house.
Don't break my heart.
Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as making your home and car smoke-free zones. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
This report is brought to you by Southwest Plumbing.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're dealing with a pretty easy early morning Monday drive. We've got a little bit of congestion northbound 405 through the S-curves up towards the Kennedale Hill and also I-5 northbound from about 288th in the Federal Way area up towards the SeaTac area. Going to be seeing some off and on patches of heavy traffic.
Summer is here. Time to take action to avoid potential problems with your plumbing, sewer, and drain systems. For trusted, licensed plumbers and guaranteed work, Southwest Plumbing is the one to call.